The Tao of Self-Confidence, Episode 364.
Welcome to the Tao of Self-Confidence, where I share stories of amazing women who have discovered their inner journey to self-confidence. Visit our website at thetaoofselfconfidence.com. Your inner journey to self-confidence awaits.
Well, hello, friend. Welcome to the Tao of Self-Confidence, where I share stories of amazing women who have discovered their inner journey to self-confidence. I'm your host today, Sheena Yap Chan, and today I have a phenomenal lady on the show today. She is a global educator, advocate of emotional health and mental well-being, and she's also a women's performance coach, and I'm just really excited to have her on to share her story with us today. So without further ado, I'm going to introduce you to Nita Bhushan. Nita, how are you today? Maybe you can fill in a little bit more by yourself to our listeners.
Yeah. Hi, everyone. And Sheena, thanks so much. I'm so excited to be here on the show. And I'm kind of en route to San Francisco this morning, but I'm so glad that we were able to do this. And I mean, you kind of said it best. I am, I guess you can say, in love with, making change for women's advocacy through emotional health and mental well-being. And yeah, it's been a journey that has, kind of started, in the medical field. And it's now unfolded into just an avenue of different arenas, from, being an Amazon bestseller of the book Emotional Grit to, traveling over in the world to 45 different countries, spending tons of time with different types of leaders and understanding the way that they make decisions in the world. And then also not only investing in building talent in female entrepreneurs, but really understanding the different challenges, not just among, Asian first generation immigrant daughters, but also just females in general, and how to add more, confidence and resilience in their leadership.
Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing that. Anita, what's your cultural background?
Yeah, so I'm Filipino and Indian. My mom was born and raised in the Philippines, and my dad was born and raised in New Delhi. And they actually met in the Midwest in Chicago, and both migrated to Chicago and had myself and my two younger brothers.
Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing that. And what would be your favorite self-confidence quote?
Ooh, I have to say fail fast and fail lots. And I don't know where I got that from. I mean, I tend to quote myself a lot now that I actually have a book. And so, yeah, anything that's really about, how adversity shapes you, but it is not. Those have been, some of the real testing points of my life.
Thanks for sharing that. And I love that quote, especially, a lot of people see failure as something bad, not realizing like failure is a part of the process, because it does build us, build character in us, build strength, and helps us keep on going to whatever we believe in doing. So I really love that. And, in your own words, how would you define self-confidence?
Yeah, so I would say, self-confidence is really owning your unique truths, owning and standing up for your authenticity, whatever that means to you, and whatever that means to you to show up in the world. So many people, especially from, cultural backgrounds, think that confidence or their own happiness is placed on expectations of other people, whether it's society, family pressure, those around them, and they don't really understand what it means to have, or be authentic in their own way. And so it's really, owning you and filling your cup up first.
That's a great definition, especially like you mentioned, growing up in an Asian culture, we've always been told like, just go to school, get a good job, get married, and never rock the boat. Not realizing like, that's not just one way of living. There's other different ways, but we feel like we have to do that or else we're going to be like shameful to our parents. So I really love that you mentioned that, owning your authenticity, because I think that's something a lot of people want to do, but are afraid at the same time. So thanks for sharing that.
Well, yeah, I mean, I was just going to add to that. I think that, in this culture that we live in, there are such, extraordinary pressures for, women and just young people to you know, live in this box, in this box that, you know, the check marks of traditional success, and the traditional success meaning, you know, becoming a doctor, dentist, lawyer, engineer, or, you know, having, you know, a family before you're 30, and you don't realize all of those pressures of, you know, checking things off the box only leads to just, you know, zero fulfillment. I mean, that's kind of, you know, what started, and we can kind of talk about this later, but what started my, you know, my path into charting different waters.
Thanks for sharing that. And Nita, what was your life like before your discovery of self-confidence?
Yeah, that's a great question. And I have to say, my life before this was all marked by, you know, the validation of other people, what other people thought, you know, how I could please and make everyone else happy except for myself. And what I mean by that is I grew up on both sides having extraordinary pressures to perfect. You know, on my mom's side, every single person was my mom and my great grandmother and my grandmother and all of my aunts and all of her cousins and her sisters were all pageant queens. And so they were, you know, competing. I remember my grandmother competing even when I was, you know, 10 years old and she was 60 in a pageant queen competition. And so, and on my dad's side, it was all about educational driven success. And my grandfather was, you know, he's the ambassador to UNICEF. And so he traveled and he spoke 23 different languages. So the combination of that was very, very inherent to, you know, achieve and overachieve success in every single definition, where I then thought becoming a doctor, dentist, lawyer, engineer was the only way to actually gain my whatever status or legacy or honor or respect in society or, you know, for my family.
Thanks for sharing that, Nita. And I can totally, you know, understand where you're coming from, especially like growing up in Asia. It's like, you have to get good grades. You have to be, you know, a valedictorian. You know, your parents or grandparents or your family tell you to go to, you know, either medical school or law school. And if you don't do any of those things, it's like you're shameful to the family or you're not good enough. And then, you know, we go through this stage where we always feel like we have to seek validation, which is crazy. And, you know, what was that point in your life when you realized you were more than enough to go out there and, like you mentioned, started charting different waters? What was that aha moment?
Well, I would say, you know, it had to be when it was in my marriage. I was, quote unquote, on the outside, happily married to a doctor. You know, I had my six-figure Bollywood wedding and living in the dream, you know, but I was spiritual dead. I didn't really know who I was on the inside, and I felt that I was chasing these external factors that were just making me depleted. And not only that, I was living this lie because I was in an abusive marriage. And so that aha moment came when I said to myself, and, you know, of course, it was a girlfriend, to be honest, that actually asked me this question. She's like, are you happy? And it's almost like she already knew the answer to that question because, and, you know, we had known each other since we were 15. And, you know, she just plainly said, you know, you don't have to live this way. And that was literally almost the permission and the catalyst that really changed things, you know, 360 degrees or, you know, kind of going back full circle now that I'm, you know, where I'm much stronger and in a different space than I was about 5 years ago when this whole discovery process began. But it was the idea that, okay, I left my traditional career. I retired from the profession. I sold my business. I moved cross country to San Francisco and really began to develop myself in a way where I then traveled to 45 different countries and, you know, was constantly asking the questions, you know, is this really the life that, you know, we're meant to have? Being able to make those mistakes and, you know, learn from others and not just those that are in your industry, you know, having the quote unquote doctor's mindset, you think that, you know, your word is so valuable because you studied for so long, but honestly, you know, really redefining what that means to actually have success in your heart, your mind, and your soul.
Thanks for sharing that. And, you know, it's great that you were able to get out of, you know, something out of your marriage, especially when it comes to domestic abuse, because, I mean, you know, we hear reports where women are too afraid to leave because they're afraid of the unknown. But, you know, your friend helped you realize, like, you didn't have to live that way. And now you're doing your own thing. You know, you're, like you mentioned, you travel to 45 different countries, you're speaking, you're helping people out there. And, you know, to the woman who's listening to your episode, she may be in a similar journey to self-confidence. What'd be that one tip you would give to her?
I would say, you know, a few things before that, but you've got to realize there's three different mindsets. The first mindset is the victim mindset. And the victim mindset is, you know, I can't do this. This isn't going to get any better. You know, I should probably settle. You know, things never work out for me. And it's always, why me, why me, why me? The survivor mindset is, wow, I've lived through something. If something, you know, happened, but it happened for me, not to me. And you've lived through the traumatic or the painful situation. And the thriving mindset is somebody that grows voraciously and grows voraciously in a way where they flourish and they prosper. And so I would ask to the woman that is listening, to your listeners that are listening to this, is what kind of mindset do you want to have? And what are the stories in your life that actually shape who you are and how you want to carry your life, you know, today, tomorrow, the next day, the next hour, the next minute? Because every single point we have, you know, a time to choose. We have 24 hours in the day. We can make several different kinds of decisions. And you are not your emotions and you are not your decisions. However, we can make better decisions as we are more aware of our perception and our perspectives when we're just more open into knowing more about ourselves. And sometimes that is the most painful blessing. And I wouldn't take anything back with the way that things unfolded in my journey. I'm very, very grateful because it's the reason why I can actually speak to you at this point. But during that time, you know, was I a victim? Absolutely. I was in that victim mindset. Was there a time where I was in that survivor mindset? 100%. And now, you know, am I thriving? You know, people would say yes. Do you need all three in order to get there? You know, that's a choice that you make.
Thanks for sharing that. And I love that tip that you mentioned, and knowing those three different types of mindsets can really help us open up and realize what we've done in our lives as well. So thanks again.
Yeah, of course. My pleasure.
And if our listeners wanted to get to know a little bit more about you and what you do, is there any links or social media profiles we can connect with?
Yeah, I mean, I'm really active on Facebook. You can head over to my both public pages and my business page, Neetha Bhushan. You can also check out neethabhushan.com. I'm hoping that'll be on your show notes. I just created this amazing online community for so many women to become boundless. It just launched a month ago and it's going strong. If you are curious about really understanding how to conquer some of those fears and build your confidence, build your resilience, it's an incredible program that has now reached over 5,000 women globally. So really excited about that.
Thanks for sharing that. And to our listeners, if you want to connect with Neetha, you can also head on over to thetaoofselfconfidence.com and search for Neetha's name. Her show notes will pop up along with everything else we talked about. And I just want to thank Neetha for taking the time to share her story and journey with us on self-confidence. So thank you so much.
Oh, Sheena, my pleasure. And for those of you listeners, thank you so much for bearing with it. I'm hoping that I added value into your lives today, and that you could actually take, you know, in just even one nugget from this conversation, even though it's been a little noisy on the Caltrain this morning.
Not a problem. It was great having you on. It's always good to, you know, have this kind of stuff, you know, just living the, you know, having the authenticity. It's what I love about, you know, creating this show. And to our listeners, be on the lookout for another new episode of another amazing woman's journey to self-confidence, and we'll talk to you soon. Bye for now. Thank you for tuning in to another amazing episode of The Tao of Self-Confidence. Sign up for our free membership site to get more amazing resources for self-confidence by visiting our website at thetaoofselfconfidence.com. Your inner journey to self-confidence awaits.